When Stanford professor Al Camarillo asks people, what do you know about Compton? He says he usually gets this response.
It's a black ghetto, gangster rap, the Crips and the Blood, and a whole bunch of murder. And all right, well, those were our realities, but they are not the reality.
For the past few years, Camarillo has been writing a book about the city. He wants to cut through the stereotypes and reveal a complex community grappling with racial divides, but also one with very real hopes. And he's starting with his family. His father moved to Compton in 1914, and Camarillo grew up in a Mexican-American barrio there.
By the time I'm in middle school, the realtors are trying to make their last stand, saying African-Americans are not going to be allowed to cross the Alameda Corridor. And, of course, that didn't work after 1965 when the Watts riot kind of blew the lid off. Part of my life was intertwined with the Compton becoming black and the east part of Compton white.
Well, growing up in the 50s and 60s, he made friends with both black and white kids in the neighborhood. So at the time of school integration, administrators at Camarillo's high school called him to mediate racial tension, a move he said didn't actually work.
And there's enormous reaction to the black kids coming on. There's fights and there's things, you know, graffiti written on walls saying, go back to the west side. I mean, it was really bad.
And while blacks are still heavily in the community, Latinos are now the majority ethnic group. For Camarillo's new book, he gathered about 100 oral histories from Compton residents to understand how it has changed since he left 30 years ago. And older black residents' view of the city didn't mirror popular cultures.
And to break into a formerly white community was an enormous achievement. So they speak almost like Nirvana. Compton is Nirvana. And if you have to appreciate the nature of the oppression, the racial oppression that blacks suffered and those communities like Compton and Linwood and others that absolutely kept them out, you can understand those comments.
When he interviewed immigrant Latinos, Camarillo found they also moved to the city for a chance to buy an affordable home and build a family.
The reality of Compton, that there's a bunch of it's populated by African-American, Latino people, families that are trying to make the best of what they have. Hardworking folks, for the most part, that are poor, for the most part, working class, for the most part, and trying to make life livable. That's a fundamental human experience for people in Compton, whether it's 60 years ago, 100 years ago, or today.
Camarillo's book is tentatively titled Going Back to Compton, Reflections of a Native Son on an Infamous American City, and it should be available in about 2 years. It's certainly a different city than the one his father moved to 100 years ago, but Camarillo says exploring the city's turbulent racial past can help illuminate where to build common ground today. Jessica Flores, Annenberg Radio News.